Rebels who hold much of Liberia's capital plan to pull out of the city by noon tomorrow and surrender control to peacekeepers. That could spell relief for the hungry residents of Monrovia. The rebels have controlled the port, which houses humanitarian food. But peace in Liberia remains uncertain, with another rebel group launching new assaults. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Monrovia. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Renee.
With relative peace now holding in Monrovia, why haven't the rebels allowed access to humanitarian aid?
Officially, they say that residents on the government-controlled side of Monrovia are allowed to come over, but they need to first get intelligence clearance from the rebels' intelligence unit. We've never even seen an intelligence unit from this lured rebel group. Essentially, they just don't want to deal with all of the people coming across. It does continue to be the main cause of a humanitarian crisis here, is this division in the center of the city, with the food on one side in the rebel-held port and hundreds of thousands of very hungry people on the other side of the city. And at the moment, this is what the international community and the U.S. ambassador here have really been trying to solve, by getting this deal to allow the peacekeepers to move in and take the port tomorrow.
Now, the lured rebel group that you just mentioned, that is the main rebel group. What can you tell us about the new fighting? Who's involved and how significant is it?
The new fighting involves a different rebel group called MODEL, the Movement for Democracy in Liberia. And they're relatively new. They sprung up early in the year and very quickly took over the eastern part of Liberia. What's significant about the fighting yesterday was that it's out by the airport. It wasn't that much fighting, but it did drive hundreds of people from their homes. Because it's out near the airport, it causes a problem for the peacekeepers. The peacekeepers have their first base at the airport. They only have about 1,000 peacekeepers on the ground. And some of those peacekeepers have started to deploy in central Monrovia. And if tomorrow they're going to move into the port area, they want to also be able to protect the airport now. And now they have to be able to protect the airport because this other rebel group is moving in that direction. So in a lot of ways, it's a distraction to the overall effort of the peacekeepers, but it's something that they have to take seriously.
The lured rebels, again, were the main force fighting Charles Taylor. He's gone. They want the presidency.
That's right. And this is a new demand from them. All along, they have said that they were not attempting to become presidents themselves. They're saying that they were fighting for democracy and reconciliation in the country, and that their goal was to drive Taylor from power. The day after he leaves, they declare that they want the presidency and that they're not going to cooperate with Moses Blah, who was sworn in as the new presidency, as Taylor, the new president, as Taylor left. It throws a wrench into the entire effort here. And it threatens to cause a problem where if they demand the presidency, then maybe this other rebel group demands presidency as well. It's really sort of a bad sign for solving the political crisis that's going on here.
Thanks very much, Jason. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Monrovia.